Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're coming to the end of our studies in selected psalms. There are 150 psalms, and many of them are messianic psalms, and we wish to choose a messianic psalm today, one that refers to the Messiah. It will be the 40th psalm. If you have your Bibles near at hand, we invite you to read with us. This psalm speaks of the wonderful fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is the theme of our Bible. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, our Lord Jesus Christ says. Now, in the 40th psalm, we're going to read and conclude this series of studies with this wonderful psalm. I don't know whether we'll get back to the psalms again or not. In the will of God, certainly, we have not exhausted their wonderful message. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I should declare them, speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou hast not required. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Now, I want to make it plain that in these psalms that we've been speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, these psalms that speak of him, the authority is given us by the Lord himself from the New Testament. Now, you could imagine that perhaps somebody who is enamored with the Lord Jesus, who has been thrilled with his salvation, as indeed I have, he died for me on that cross. He has a place in my thinking, my heart, that no one else can take. But lest you think that I see Christ in every bush and that every psalm is messianic, I want to say what I'm going to say with all soberness and with all earnestness. I am not feeding on imagination. I want to read some scriptures, just a couple of verses in Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, he appears to his disciples as they are gathered in an upper room, a room of seclusion, I should say. They were frightened. They thought they'd seen a spirit. And he says, he tells them who he is, and he showed him his hands and his feet. And he says, have you got any food here? And they had some broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he ate it before them. And then he tells them these words. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Now you notice he mentions the Psalms. The Psalms refer to our Lord Jesus Christ. And this psalm does. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he says, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will. Now, I delight to do thy will. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ must have said these in his pre-incarnation state. He must have said these words. But he did come indeed as it is written of him. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that in the Psalms and in the prophets and in the other parts of the Scripture, the law of Moses, the whole Pentateuch speaks of him by type, by prophecy, and many different ways. Now we want to speak these blessed words of our Lord Jesus, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. All through the Scriptures, our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of. They say that in Britain, when the Royal Navy was under sail, before the time of steam propulsion or diesel or any other kind of propulsion, in the sailing days, that they lost so much rope from the British Navy that they had to hit upon a scheme to stop the theft. And so they wove down the middle of every strand of rope a scarlet cord, and you could not steal it if you found rope with a scarlet, with a scarlet cord in the middle of it was found in your possession. That was proof positive that you were a thief. Now, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ might be referred to that way in our Bibles. Wherever you cut that book, you're going to find the scarlet cord, the scarlet cord of his blood, his humanity. And he says, "It is written of me." What a wonderful statement. Now, in the first few verses of this wonderful psalm, we have his joys of resurrection. He says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, Hades itself, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth, the resurrection psalm." You know, the 69th psalm, and we're certainly not going to be able to read it, but the 69th psalm is one where it refers to our Lord Jesus almost through all the psalm. And he says, "I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. The floods have overflown me, the floods of God's wrath." And then he says, "I restored that which I took not away." Our Lord Jesus Christ was more than jubilant. A new song was in his mouth. At the resurrection, it was past, it was over. He had suffered for our sins. He had gone through that literal death. And here he is, that is anticipated. But then he goes into a state of retrospection. He says in verse 4, "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to westward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." Now here he goes back again to what he endured before the resurrection, that which caused his joy. "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings thou hast not required." You see, in the first chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, God says to the children of Israel, "Why are you bringing these offerings to me?" You know, the irony of it is they were away from God. The whole body was full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, the prophet Isaiah says. You can't please God. But they were bringing the offerings, and God says, "Don't bring these offerings to me with the state of mind that you're in." I'm using my language. It's a very liberal quote, I'll tell you. But then he says here, "Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sacrifice and sin offerings rather thou hast not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will." And so our Lord Jesus Christ comes into this world to do the will of God, and that will led him to the cross. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed that cup might be taken away from him, he says there, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He came, he knew why he had come. This is in retrospection. Now, when we come to this verse, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will," the Apostle Paul takes up the strand in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. and he quotes this very psalm from which we've been reading. This is my authority to treat it exactly as I am. We read in verse 5 of the 10th chapter of Hebrews, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering, thou wittest not, but a body thou hast prepared me." You see, we're quoting from the 40th Psalm. "In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. They weren't offered with a right motive. They weren't offered with a right frame of mind, and therefore they were abomination to the Lord." Then he goes on to say, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." A direct quote, we've just been reading it. "He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all." And then he goes on to apply it. "Every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Now in verse 11 of the 10th chapter of Hebrews, "Every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices." Now he's standing. There were no chairs in either the temple or the tabernacle. They could not sit down. Their work was never done. But notice what Paul says of the Lord. "But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." His work was done. The work that saves was done. Now, in this 40th Psalm, we read here that the Lord Jesus was anxious to tell why he came. He says, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation." He wanted to tell out the story of God's love to others. "I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation," from the world itself. He wanted to tell why he came. And he wanted his Father to get the glory. "I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me." These are wonderful truths, and you and I can come into the good of them by simple trusting faith, believing that Christ was on that cross for us, satisfied that his work is done. He sat down forever, perfecting those that have put their trust in him. Our Father, today we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that this series may be used of the Spirit of God to show how precious he is. We pray that it will be that way, in Christ's name, amen.